This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry, Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. The fans are pretty excited, as they should be. The players, they're probably pretty tired, as they should be. 80-something regular season games starting last October, plus a couple of 3 rounds of playoffs, is a whole lot of hoops. At least they're getting paid for the extra work, right? Marketplace's Andy Euler tells us it's not that simple.
The way NBA contracts work, you sign a deal to get paid a certain amount each year. The regular season starts in October and ends in April, 82 games. But if you make the playoffs, that could be another 28 games. So the more games you play, the more money you make, right?
You're essentially working for free.
That's Mike Leeds. He's a sports economist at Temple University. He says, in fact, the more playoff games you play, the less money per game you're making. The way the NBA set it up, it put aside a lump sum to be split between all the teams that make the playoffs. This year, it'll be about $15 million.
There's a set payment for the winners, a set payment for the losers, and that's it. And it doesn't matter whether it goes 4 games that are blowouts or 7 games that go into overtime.
Better way to put it, it's a bonus. But somebody's got to be making money from more games. Larry Kuhn writes for ESPN.com. He says the real winners in the playoffs are broadcasters and the NBA.
Would the league itself love for every series to go 7 games? Of course. And then it's raking in more advertising dollars.
He says those advertising dollars certainly bring more money to the league, and eventually players will see that money.
But it's circuitous. It's indirect in the way they get it.
Now, I'm not asking you to feel bad for the players if this series gets pushed to another game, but just know they're not banking on that series going 7. At least, not immediately. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.